It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleg Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are continuing our theme week on vice presidents, of course.
Of course.
And so today we're talking about William Rufus Devane King.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. William Rufus
Devane.
Devane
King.
King.
That's a great name.
It's a wonderful name.
He was our 13th vice president under President Franklin Pierce. From March 4th until his death in April of 1853.
Oh,
Short tenure. There.
So he died in office?
Yes.
As VP?
He did.
Okay.
He did. Earlier, he had served as a U.S. representative from North Carolina and a senator from Alabama. He also served as minister to France under President James K. Polk. So King was born in Sampson County, North Carolina, and he came from a large, wealthy, and well-connected family.
Mm.
After graduating from the University of North Carolina in 1803, he studied law and was admitted to the bar in 1806. He turned almost immediately to politics, serving in the state legislature and later in the U.S. House of Representatives. Upon the admission of Alabama as the 22nd state in 1819, he was elected as one of the state's very first senators.
Look at that.
Yeah.
First out of the chute.
Now, King was also known for his close and intimate relationship with President James Buchanan.
One more time?
Yeah. James Buchanan.
Okay.
Close and intimate. King, like Buchanan, was never married. The two men lived together for 13 years, from 1840 until King's death in 1853. Buchanan referred to the relationship as a communion, and the two often attended official functions together. Contemporaries also noted and commented on their unusual closeness. Andrew Jackson mockingly called them Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy, which the former was a 19th century euphemism for an effeminate man.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
I figured.
Yes.
I got that.
And Representative Aaron Brown referred to King as Buchanan's better half.
Oh, that's cute. Well, you know what? I will say rent is extremely high in Washington, so
that's right.
I can understand.
Roomies.
That's what you need.
Totally.
Split it.
However, historians have pointed out that customs and expressions were different in the mid-1800s than they are today, Miss Nancy was apparently a fairly common designation for people who wore clean clothes and had good manners.
Oh, okay. So it's
not as big of a burn as
I wear clean clothes, Sarah.
So you're Miss Nancy.
I suppose I am.
I don't know.
No.
You don't.
No.
You interrupt me sometimes.
I try.
Oh, okay.
Say please and thank you.
They've also noted that Aaron Brown, who called him Buchanan's better half, that he was a political rival. Buchanan adopted King's mannerisms and romanticized Southern culture. Both had strong political ambitions, and in 1844, they planned to run as president and vice president. They spent some time apart while King was on overseas missions in France, and their letters remain cryptic and avoid revealing any personal feelings at all.
Oh, do they? So we've gone through their letters.
They have, yes.
Oh,
and but I also read that they think their like nieces or family may have like destroyed some of their letters also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, is there a story, what do you call it, a biography?
There should be.
This
I'm
is
surprised
interesting.
That there's not. You
crack
found
this
a
one
book.
Wide open. I just find a book that I can't remember what the title was, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
I would get it.
I would read that. So at the 1852 Democratic National Convention, Franklin Pierce was nominated for president and King was nominated for vice president. But because King was ill with tuberculosis and had traveled to Cuba in an effort to regain his health, he was not able to be in Washington to take his oath of office on March 4th, 1853. So by a special act of Congress, he was allowed to take the oath outside the United States and was sworn in Cuba by the U.S. consul to Cuba. And he is the first and to date only vice president or president of the United States to take the oath of office on foreign soil.
There you go. That's an only for William King if you're playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's an only.
Yeah. Shortly afterward, King made the journey to return to his home in Alabama, and he died within 2 days of his arrival, just 45 days after taking that oath of office. And he became the third vice president to die in office. Only John Tyler and Andrew Johnson, both of whom succeeded to the presidency, have had shorter tenures.
Wow.
And King was also the only U.S. vice president from Alabama. He didn't obviously do anything as vice president.
Yeah. It was so short.
Yeah. Yes. The office of vice president remained vacant for the remainder of Pierce's term, as the Constitution then had no provision for filling the vacancy.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I wonder when they.
I think it was after JFK.
Was that long? Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow! All right, you picked out a record to go along with William King, William Rufus.
Devane
King, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so since he was sworn in Cuba, we're going to play Havana Moon by Chuck Berry.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, it's Chuck Berry, Havana Moon. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Vice President William King, who was sworn in to office in Cuba.
Yeah. On Cuban soil.
That's right.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. William King was the only vice president to take the oath of office on foreign soil.
He was the only vice president from Alabama.
And he had a close and intimate relationship with President James Buchanan, which has been much discussed.
Yes, it has.
Yes.
I have a hard time saying Alabama without kind of slipping into like a Forrest Gump. Alabama, Greenbow, Alabama.
Yes.
Folks want to learn more about William King, they could get the book that I searched out online if you'd like to learn a lot more about it. But if they just want to learn a little bit more about it, where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We do this on the radio. We also stream it live on Facebook every afternoon at 4:10. And then we archive the video footage for educational purposes.
Posterity.
Mm-hmm. Up on YouTube. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire archive up there. Be sure to like and subscribe. That's good stuff right there. And tomorrow, 4:10, we will wrap up the complete set, the fifth and final installment of our theme week on vice presidents.
That's right.
And then we'll kick off the weekend shortly after that.
Great.
Very good. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, Cher, Kool & the Gang, and much more on the way on Legends 1027.